This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, happy Friday from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with WBEZ and Vocalo Radio's Ayana Contreras.
Hey.
WXPN's John Morrison.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
And NPR Music's Stephen Thompson.
Hey, Robin.
It's March 11th. We're looking at the best albums out today, starting with the singer Orion Sun. Her new one is called Getaway.
I'll be on the way. Only want the best for you if you want to stay. Only give my best to you if you won't go. I wish the best for you. I'll be on the way. Only want the best for you if you want to stay. Only give my best to you if you won't go. I wish the best for you. I keep your picture in my phone case sometimes. Metallic moonshine paint the highway. Tears on my face. There's beauty in all of the small things. You crash and you burn till you're living. You burn and you stay.
Whoever's playing bass all on this record is working.
I was thinking, just listening to this, I've been having a day.
Just listen to the whole thing. It's 18 minutes long, man. I got time.
I'm like, you can play the whole joint, yeah.
You know, the music that just makes you feel good. That's what I feel like when I listen to this. It just makes me feel good. Orion Sun, her new one is called Getaway. The song we're hearing is the opening cut. It's called Intro.
You know, what I really like about the record is, you know, it's got sort of this symphonic, sort of cinematic sensibility, but it feels so intimate at the same time. Letting someone in on the nuance of feelings is all throughout this. And thematically too, right? Like, so many of these songs are about all of the emotions that surround new love and finding people and discovering people and the improbability of love.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very short, right? It's just an EP, but it makes the case for why EPs are so compelling. Mm. Like, they give you just enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I first heard Orion Sun, I guess it was back in like 2017. My homies, the Something Savant Collective, used to do an event in West Philly called Backyard Bass. And it was basically like a daytime open mic for, you know, musicians, electronic musicians. Folks would come through and just play songs. And I was hosting one evening and Orion Sun played. I'd never heard of her before, never met her. And when I say she held this room captive, and it's probably like 25 folks, you know, sitting around in a living room and just on the floor looking up at her playing. And, you know, Ayana, to your point about these songs and the intimacy, you know, I felt that day. Her songs have a power and an emotional gravity and a vulnerability that's arresting. It takes you up, you know what I mean? And that sensibility is all over this record. As the songs are sweet, they're glowing songs, love songs, you feel them deep. It's a beautiful experience.
I really love how she lets sounds from the world around her seep into these songs. Like, here's a little bit of a cut called Without You that I want to play.
10 more. He's the man to be. Look, we can do it.
Yeah, you're just at a small gathering with her, and she's just holding court.
I'm gonna be real. Most of my very favorite albums are short, meaning under 30 minutes, because they did what they needed to do. Like, what is it, James Brown, Kill 'Em and Leave? Like,
yeah, totally.
Get in and get out. Yeah,
totally.
All killer, no filler.
Orion Sun is the singer. Getaway is her new one. Up next, we've got a new one from Rex Orange County. His latest album out now on March 11th is called Who Cares? That's the name of the record. It's not Who Cares what the record's called.
Don't lose me now. Don't
Rex Orange County, his new album is Who Cares? The song is Shoot Me Down. This is Alexander O'Connor. He's from England. This is his fourth album. He's still only 23 years old. But across this whole record, you know, you can hear, I think, just what a gift for lyricism, for melody, just songcraft. He really pours a lot into this one.
You know, he played a Tiny Desk concert right before the pandemic, and he came in and he's this really low-key, unassuming guy, and there's a shyness to his lyrical approach too. There's a vulnerability to his lyrical approach, but then his voice comes through with such smoothness and clarity. He first entered, I think, a lot of people's field of vision when he appeared on a couple songs on Tyler, the Creator's album Flower Boy. Mm-hmm. Tyler, the Creator pops up on a track here to kind of balance out and return the favor. But this record is fascinating. I mean, he made it with a Dutch producer named Benny Sings, a big favorite of our friend and producer, Bobby Carter.
Right.
And they made this record together in 12 days.
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me on this new record are the string arrangements. There's some really gorgeous string arrangements. Listen to this opening cut. It's called Keep It Up.
Keep it up and go on. You're only holding out for what you want. Strangers, it's enough, it's enough. Keep it up and go on. Yeah, you're only holding out for what you want. I know that it's so frustrating. It's enough, keep it up.
I thought what was weird was interesting was the 60s elements to the record. You know, like, for instance, with those strings, like the strings that I heard in a few of the tracks, they almost sounded like a mellotron-ish. You know what I'm saying? They didn't sound orchestral.
Yeah.
And I like that. I mean, I like that kind of Strawberry Fields Forever vibe that was going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it actually added more texture to what otherwise would have been a pretty straight-ahead modern pop record.
It's interesting to me how Rex Orange County recalibrates the notion of what constitutes a household name. To me, I feel like he's still a discovery. Like, he hasn't necessarily broken through in the top echelons of the mainstream, but he's been streamed on Spotify more than a billion times.
He's got like 11 million followers.
Yeah, and when you see him in concert, people lose their minds and hang on his every word.
Yeah.
And so it's just interesting in this day and age how in certain circles he is just one of the biggest names going, and in others it's like, oh, we've got this amazing discovery for you. His name's Rex Orange County.
From Rex Orange County, the record is Who Cares? Okay, let's do one more album before we take a break. It's from the rapper Fly Anakin. It's called Frank.
Death to all carers, multifaceted interference, call your parents. God never saved the day, she ran the play like Paul Barris. Three of us on both sides, casket wide open. I say it all with sincerity, bridge and thighs poking. I'm mesmerized by every step, it's hard to stop from groping. Your magic got me taking trips to COVID, risk it all. My days were slow, still kept it tall. I let my toes to you for safety reasons, y'all should hit the mall. West from the block tower, clocked out, was maximizing visibly everything that was stockpiling. On top of powers, it's sold out. We got hours. I take the flowers if they suit my soul, but otherwise, you keep them hoes. I write it louder. My nigga latching on to anything that works. Left his brothers on the back burner just cause she in the vert. Two seats ain't enough when the gang carrying her.
I find it very difficult to interrupt his flow here, but this is Fly Anakin. The album is called Frank. This is Love Song.
You know what it feels like to me? It feels like back when music was on a literal tape, when you got a mixtape, and there wasn't a straight up chorus. It was just like bars, like devastating bars. That's what you, and some like real in the basement sounding production, right?
I love that.
In his bio, one of the things he mentioned as being sort of formative to his musical sensibilities was his parents listening to sort of like Quiet Storm music. And so it's very telling that the first song that he picks, you know, has this slinky sample of Love Song by David Oliver, which is like classic Quiet Storm, just devastating in its own way. I mean, the whole thing, it's got kind of this homage to this 90s boom bap sample style, you know, with a toothpick perched in your mouth, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what I'm feeling. And I really enjoy that without it being nostalgic feeling either. It's not nostalgic.
Yeah, it's not a nostalgic thing. It's referential, but not kind of mired in, oh, you know, this is, we taking it back to the real hip hop. It's not that sort of thing at all. Fi Anakin and also his crew, Mutant Academy out of Richmond, for the past few years, they've been behind some of the most exceptional rap records that have come out over the years. And this is right up there with the best of what I've heard him on. You know, the production is crazy. He's got Madlib. Jay Versace is on here. Last Name David has a couple dope beats on here. And, you know, you got like these dreamy soul loops. The beats are so textured. And even the way that Fly Anakin rhymes, he's throwing like layers of words and imagery, and like the slang is real fly. And it all comes together in this dense world of sound.
Yeah, it's sort of like there is sort of like this bedroom fantasy thing happening too.
Hear that. Fly Anakin, the new album is called Frank. We do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the Ginny Vol album and some of the other releases out now that we're loving, including some rare recordings from the New Orleans soul singer Irma Thomas.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're looking at the best albums out now on March 11th. We start the second half of our show off with the singer Ginny Vol. Her new one is called Classic Objects.
When you call my name, breath fills a shut down space. Mouths were opened here once. There was a band on. Hear the buzzing of the empty halls.
This is Ginny Vol, and that last name is spelled H-V-A-L. Ginny Vol, she's a singer from Norway. This new album from her is called Classic Objects. The song we're hearing from, it's called Cemetery Splendor, and like a lot of the tracks on this album, it's pretty long and it evolves quite a bit. So I just want to jump ahead here on Cemetery Splendor to hear where it goes.
Sticks.
Rocks.
I love what she's doing in the spoken word part on the song Cemetery of Splendor, because it reminds me of Laurie Anderson, which is something that I kept coming back to on this album, that this is, you know, we hear so much 80s pop influence in music now. This is 80s alternative pop and rock. It's like what you would have heard on college stations or right. college radio back then.
I love Jenny Vall's music. And I think listening to it, I would enjoy this even more if I were smarter. Because she's packing so many ideas into her songs, not only sonic ideas and lyrical ideas, but thematic ideas. And she's kind of constantly reflecting and interpolating and processing experiences in her life through her music. If you read the lyrics to this record, they read like these thoughtful little essays, and that you just kind of want to dive in and pick apart. She's just such an interesting thinker. I mean, she's a multimedia artist. She does write novels. She does visual art. She writes poetry. But just listen to this record. I mean, you mentioned 80s pop, but, you know, she was also, in preparing for this record, she was listening to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Alice Coltrane. And that just gives you a sense of the mind-expanding figures who are inspiring her to further expand her mind. She's a remarkable artist.
It just feels very cinematic. But like widescreen cinematic, not exactly art house. It just feels like huge. All the songs sound really big.
Everything's 70 millimeter.
Yeah, I mean, really huge, but with some nice grain in it, you know? But the other thing that was really notable, to your point, Stephen, those lyrics, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, it was like I was back at being an English major in the corn trying to do a close reading of what she was trying to talk about and feeling like I needed my professor to interpret a couple of these lines. But, I mean, I definitely don't falter for it. I think more people should put more thought into what they can do with this art form. You know, it seems like she's tugging on the edges.
It's funny you talk about what a long read the songs were, because I felt that way with The Fly Anakin. I actually did a word count on the lyrics. He had 6,000 words on those, which is one big essay. Jenny Vall, her new one is called Classic Objects. We've got one more album that we want to talk about and play for this week's show, but first let's take a minute to mention some of the other releases out today that we're excited about. John, I'll start with you.
Yeah, lately I've been really rocking with the rapper Fatboy Sharif and Lone Sword's new album. It's called Cyber City Society.
Out my planet, X detailed in the parches. I'm seeing sky high defense. Words mark the children as a godlike being. Diagnosed cold split with a high focus.
Acid Rain, crazy song. But it's like a black future dystopian nightmares, fucking evil, and I love it.
They're gonna have to, the label's gonna have to do a poll quote. It's fucking evil and I love it. Yeah. NPR.
When you press it on vinyl, put it right on the little Obi strip.
Steven.
Well, I've got a singer-songwriter who goes by the name Boyo, B-O-Y-O. The guy's real name is Rob Tilden. He wrote an entire record that was supposed to come out in March of 2022, but he suddenly realized a month before it was to come out that he wasn't connecting to the songs anymore. They felt too dour and too emo. Mm. And so he scrapped it at the very last minute and recorded a completely different album in a month to reflect how he was feeling, which is like a little funkier and a little more playful. And that feels like such a metaphor for pandemic times, I guess. The album is called
Funky
Echoes
and
like...
Playful?
No, the world is not funky and playful at all. But that, you know, potentially the idea of getting out into the world and suddenly realizing that how you've been feeling is not necessarily how you're going to feel a week from now. I thought that was really interesting. It felt like an artistically truthful thing to do. So the album is called Echoes Like Memories, and the song we'll play is called Special.
You are special, Stephen. Ayana, I know that you had several records that you were excited about this week, but we're going to talk about another one of those in just a minute. So I'll just add that there's a new album out today from the band Loop. This is their first new album in, wait for it, 32 years. It is called Sonancy, and this is a band from England that they first formed back in the early 80s or mid 80s, and they make this droney rock. They put out 3 records, broke up, but they're back now. Here's a bit from Sown and Sea. The song is called Halo. Song Halo from the band Loop and their first new album in 32 years. It's called Sown and Sea.
What is with these insanely long gaps that we're getting now? It felt like for a while it was like, wow, this band's coming back for the first time in 12 years. Wow.
32
but then like
years.
this band, was it Drop 19s, put out a record in like 1992 and now they're putting out another one 30 years later? I don't know.
Lavender Country's first new record came out, first one in almost 50 years, I think it was. We should also mention that there are new records out today from Benny the Butcher. His is called Tana Talk 4, and Lucky Day dropped a new one yesterday on Thursday called Candy Drip. All that music out now on March 11th, along with this last one that we want to play from the New Orleans soul singer Irma Thomas. This is Full Time Woman, the Lost Cotillion album. Irma Thomas is the singer. The record is called Full Time Woman, the Lost Cotillion album. This is the closing cut called Adam and Eve. It's a record that actually came out a while back, but it's now available on vinyl for the first time, which gives us a good excuse to talk about her and her music. And I hesitate to start the conversation this way because I feel pretty lame, but I have to admit I hadn't heard of Irma Thomas.
Don't do it.
I'm sorry. And when I listened to this collection of songs, I was like, how do I not know Irma Thomas?
Well, first off, we know you're not from New Orleans, right?
Right.
Like, we know that. I mean, because, I mean, she to New Orleans is kind of what Mavis Staples is to Chicago in a lot of ways. One of these torchbearers of a style of regional soul that's really important. And this is interesting because this is sort of like the tail end of her 1960s apex. She was recording some beautiful regional stuff in New Orleans. And then she signs with, you know, Atlantic subsidiary Cotillion. And they just don't have success recording something that they thought would be a hit. And she stepped away for some years and came back. And really, 80s, 90s, just had this resurgence back in that regional scene. So this is an interesting, lost album that sort of represents this period when, in general, the music industry was becoming this bi-coastal place. Mm. And the soul recordings were becoming less and less rooted in regional sounds. And yet, I mean, if you go into the liner notes, they talk about how the Atlantic folks tried to take her up to Philly, and that's where this song comes from. Definitely sounds just like Bunny Sigler, like up and down, right? I mean, they tried to, and they tried to take her to other spaces too to record and even record with Wardell Quazier. I had to get my pronouncer right on that, who was a legend. He did Barefootin' and Groove Me and lots of New Orleans hits. And so only one single from this album came out originally. And it was that stuff because they're like, well, people know her as New Orleans. We're going to put out these New Orleans records. But
she's 81 years old right now.
That's right.
And I certainly had heard from a lot of other singers. She's not the, you know, the sound isn't unique to hers, but
I mean, I think, you know, especially if you go back to her 60s era, some of those records are definitely archetypal. I mean, you think about her original recording of Time Is On My Side. And she has another record that I love called Ruler of My Heart. I remember I played Time Is On My Side, her original recording of that song. And somebody came up to me and said, did she cover that record? I'm like, hell no, they covered her. Yeah, I mean, like, it's crazy. But yeah, it's just, it is, I think there are a lot of those sorts of people who, you know, were really in their own lane, but there was just no internet, no blogosphere to pick them up.
Yeah, listening to this record, I'm just like, bring her flowers. Bring her flowers now. Like, it is time to celebrate this artist. You listen to this record, and it just sounds like an alternate universe classic.
Should we hear a little bit of her pulling out all the stops? I want to play a little bit of Time After Time. Irma Thomas, Full-Time Woman, The Lost Cotillion album is the record. That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks to WBEZ and Vocalo Radio's Ayana Contreras, WXPN's John Morrison, NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
A reminder that, as always, if you check the podcast description for this episode, you can find a list of everything that we played and talked about. You can also hear full versions of all the tracks we played, along with a bunch of singles that came out this week. Just search for NPR's New Music Friday playlists in Apple Music and Spotify. And sign up for our weekly newsletter from NPR Music. You'll find it at npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.